You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Defenders victorious in the women's contest. Now the men will try to make it a sweep, and that is an awfully challenging task here in Jamestown. It's 100 miles further in terms of a road trip than any other contest you play during the regular season in the conference. And the Defenders traveling up yesterday, did a walkthrough/practice earlier today in Fargo. And then you head the 90 miles or so to the west, and you make it to Jamestown, have your pregame meal, and get set for basketball on a Wednesday night. And this Jamestown team, a very good team as well. So getting a sweep this evening will be a challenging task, but the Defender men coming down with those intentions. Jamestown is 7-4 this year, 1-3 in the GPAC. Don't let that 1-3 fool you, though. They lost to Winnipeg to start the year, reeled off 7 wins in a row, including a win over Doan, and then lost 3 games in a row, Dakota Wesleyan 75-65, Northwestern 103-94, and Mount Marty 93-88 in overtime. The Northwestern and Mount Marty contests were played on the road, and that Mount Marty team proving that they are probably going to be hanging around all year and challenging for one of the top 4 spots in the conference, if not for the conference championship. So that 93-88 overtime loss, it is not the Mount Marty team that we have become accustomed to over the past several seasons. They are vastly improved. Anyhow, Jack Talley for this Jamestown team is averaging 18 points per game with 6.9 rebounds, and he has nearly 3 assists per game. Terrell Alfred scores 15.8 points per game and has made a team-high 35 three-point baskets with 41.7% shooting from the three-point arc. Mason Walters tops the team in rebounds with 10.3 per game. He is averaging 14.3 points per contest in his freshman campaign. He's a hometown kid from Jamestown, North Dakota. Isaiah Dobson scores 11.5 points per game, runs the point, and Brock Schramm is at 10.1 points per game. Danny Neville's team is scoring 89.5 points per game. They allow 82.5. They convert nearly 50% of their field goals and allow teams to make 44%. Teams are making 36% of their three-point field goals against Jamestown, while the Jimmies are making 35.7%. For the Defender men, they're 8-3 this year. They're 2-2 in league play. They earned a pair of wins over Northwestern and Briar Cliff right before Thanksgiving. They lost to Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside the first week of the year. Lost to Dakota Wesleyan was a buzzer beater. Dort has won 4 games in a row with wins over Dickinson State and Peru State last weekend. Garrett Franken scores 15.5 points per game, and he's averaging 8.5 rebounds for the Defenders. He is converting 46% of his field goals. Jesse Jansman scores 13.3 points per game. Cade Bleeker adds 9.7. Marcus Winterfeld is at 8.6. Chad Barkham's average is up to 8.8. Josh Van Langen is at 7.0. Barkham is also taking in 5.5 rebounds per game. Dort outscores teams 86-76, out-rebound teams 42.5 to 36.3. The Defenders are making 46% of its field goals and allow 44.2% success from the floor. The Defenders make 37% of its three-point field goals, their three-point field goals, and allow teams to make 36%. 39% of Dort's field goal attempts this year have come from the three-point line. Jamestown men went to Mount Marty on November 25, lost 93-88 in overtime. It was tied 78-78 at the end of regulation. Alfred had 26 points. Walters added 21 points and 17 rebounds. He will make a very strong case for freshman of the year before he is all finished. The Defender men outscored Peru State 24-10 in the final 10 minutes of the first half to secure an 86-67 win over the Bobcats on Saturday night. These two teams played 3 times last year, with Jamestown winning the series 2-1. Defender men lost to Jamestown in overtime in Sioux Center on December 1 last year, 96-89. Josh Van Langen led Dort with 21 points. Second meeting of the two was on February 6th. Dort won the game on a Franken's shot with 2 seconds left for a 97-94 victory. Franken scored 27 on 10 of 15 shooting. Jamestown was led by Oberweiser with 13 and Purinton with 19. Remember those two All-American guards for Jamestown. 17 days later, the Defenders made another trip to Jamestown. And the Jimmies took control of the game late in the first half, held the double-digit lead most of the second half on the way to an 89-76 win. Franken at 26 in the loss on 11 of 13 shooting. Bussard at 13 points and 9 rebounds. Jack Talley scored 21 for the Jimmies with 9 rebounds. And Oberweiser scored 17. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. And it appears that we will have our second playing of the national anthem for the evening.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so
here are your probable starters for tonight's contest. Let's begin with the Dort defenders. I feel pretty comfortable about their lineup. They'll start a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, Jesse Jansma, wears number 2, averages 13.3 points per game. Cade Bleeker is a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 9.7 points per contest. Number 5 is Chad Barkame, 6'5 senior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 8.8 points per contest. Ben Gasink wears number 11. He's a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.4 points per game. And rounding out the starting unit for the defenders will be Garrett Frank and a 6'7 junior from Atlantic, averaging 15.5 points per contest. For the Jimmies, they will start number 2, Isaiah Dobson, a 6'2 senior from Stillwater, Minnesota, averaging 11.5 points per game. Number 13, Terrell Alfred, a 6-foot senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging 15.8 points per contest. Number 15 is Jack Talley, a 6'5 senior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 18 points per game. Number 25 is Brock Schramm, a 6'8 junior from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, averaging 10.1 points per game. And Mason Walters is a 6'8 freshman from Jamestown, averaging 14.3 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with the opening tip of tonight's contest right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, Jamestown basketball. They open up the contest. Brady Birch in the starting lineup for Jamestown in place of Mason Walters. And Brady Birch with a basket off the first play of the contest. Dort trails Jamestown 2-0 as Birch got free for a basket on the right side of the lane. Pass goes over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink. Short corner, Barkema, reverse layup is good. Chad Barkema with a two-point bucket, ties it up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Dobson with the basketball on the right side. Dobson goes over to Brady Birch. Birch, ball pass, taken away by Barkema. Barkema leading Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball at the free throw line. Back over to Barkema. Barkema free throw line, drive. Now to Gasink. Gasink in the lane. Comes back, left side, 3 on the way, 4. Bleeker knocks down the triple from the left wing right in front of me. And the defenders lead 5-2. 5-2 our score, Jamestown basketball, Talley. Talley gives it up to Schramm. Schramm, right side, Dobson. Dobson over the basketball on the wing. Dobson, floater from 10, too strong, no good. Weak side rebound, though, cleared as Franken mistimed his jump. Coming away with it was Schramm. Now to Birch. Birch down to the baseline, gives it up, looking for the return pass to Talley. And a baby hook in the lane, no good by Jamestown and Brady Birch. Here comes Dort in transition, left side. Jamestown retreats. Comes to Frank, and Frank in right side. Bleeker. Jansma. Bounce pass inside. Short jumper. Baseline. No good by Franken. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown coming back the other way. 5-2. Dort with a three-point lead. Jamestown with the basketball. Dobson. Dobson on the wing. Dobson all the way down to the baseline. Dobson goes back over to Alfred. Alfred with it. Alfred driving in. Right side pass. Schramm to Talley. Talley fading away from 15. Tough shot. Good. Jack Talley with a two-point basket. It's 5-4. Dort into the front court. Gasing. Gasing comes right side. This is Jansma. Jansma to Barkema. Barkema outside. Jansma. Jansma three rattles it in. Jesse Jansma with the triple. Dort leads 8-4. 8-4 hour score down to the baseline. Talley cut off there by Bleeker. Talley back to Alfred, guarded there by Jansma. Alfred driving with the left hand, cut off, comes back to Dobson. Dobson three, plants it on the back iron, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Franken. Franken to Gasing. Gasing left side, Bleeker reverses it back, top of the key, Gasing. Bleeker looked into the corner to Jansma. Now they return it to Bleeker, and Bleeker knocks down another three. Cade Bleeker with the set shot three from 22 feet, and the defenders open up an 11-4 lead, and Jamestown is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Jimmies. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. Jamestown with the basketball. They bring it up the floor. This is Dobson. Dobson feeds it off over to Birch. Birch wheels into the lane. Kick out. Comes back. That was Schramm who had it. Now Birch. Birch trying to back in against Barkema. Shot no good. Offensive rebound for Schramm, though. Schramm, turn around to the lane. Good. Brock Schramm with a two-point bucket. It's 11-6. Right side pass goes over to Gasink. Gasink looking for Bleeker. Bleeker with it against the zone. Now they'll match up. Right side, Gasink. Gasink. Alfred comes out to match up with him. Here's Jansma splitting the defense. Outside it goes Franken. Franken, 12-footer short, no good. Left side. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Jamestown with it. Saw a player in a boot earlier in the contest, or during warm-ups, actually, for Jamestown. Not in uniform. Dobson off the glass, good. And I believe that might be the freshman, Mason Walters. Dobson with his first two. Dort leads 11-8. Three-pointer on the way, Bleeker. Bleeker's three-point basket is good. Count the hoop, and we have a foul called. Fighting through the screen, that's going to go against Jamestown, and it will be Dort inbounding on the sideline. So the foul is charged to Jack Talley. That's foul number one on Talley. Jamestown coaching staff electing to coach this one in bare feet. They've got a shoe drive going on here at Jamestown University. Drawing attention to that need. Right side it goes, Bleeker. Bleeker, Van Langen back over to Jansma. Triple three-pointer, left corner, good. Defenders with four threes, leading 17-6. Make that five, that doesn't work out on the math. 17-8 defenders leading, beg your pardon. Double-check that. Well, they're on the right side. This is Dobson, ball deflected out, and it's touched by the Jimmies and Brock Schramm. Forgot to mark down that third three for Cade moments ago, so the defenders with five threes and a two so far. 17-8, defenders by nine. Chandler Brunsting up the floor for the defenders. He passes left side over to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker, left side, Jansma, high post, Mara. Mara underneath, intended for Van Langen. And it was there, but Van Langen was unable to latch onto it. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. Jack Frazier will check into the ball game. And checking out of the contest is Alfred. Dobson with the basketball. He gives it up to Talley. Talley at the top of the key. Back to Dobson. Dobson, left wing. They look for the lob play over the top. They find Birch. Birch, ball pass, interior pass, taken back by James, by the defenders, and Jansma. Dort with the basketball. Bleeker back to Jansma. Jansma in the air to Brunsting, right wing. 18 to shoot. Van Langen outside. Bleeker. Bleeker another three. Cade Bleeker with four threes. Dort leads 28. Jamestown with the basketball. Schramm pass down to the baseline. And we've got the ball going out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown and Jack Frazier. It will be Dort basketball. Defenders with a 28 lead. And if you're Jamestown right now, you're just thinking weather the storm. Keep it relatively close. This Dort team will cool off eventually. If you're the defenders, you got a 12-point lead right now. You can't relax. Jamestown, a very good team. Van Langen on the left elbow. Used up his dribble. Looking. Finds Mara. Mara with the basketball. Harmson in the ballgame. That's Caleb. Pass goes left side. Back it comes to Mara. Mara, backdoor cut, intended for Bleeker. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Jamestown basketball. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Bleeker, Brunsting, Harmson, Van Langen, and Mara. Defenders going to the bench early, up 20-8. Pass goes left side of the basketball. This is Praska. Praska feeds it down low. Tally. Tally against Van Langen. Jump hook by Tally. Tally's a nice player. 18 points per game average. Dort leads 20-10. Bleeker, Mara. Mara with it, top of the key. Mara, bounce pass. Bleeker posting up against Frazier. Bleeker, hook shot in the lane, is good. 14 for Bleeker, four threes, and now a two. As they try to match Frazier up with him, he's given away 3 or 4 inches. On the left side of the basketball, Praska. Comes back right side, Frazier. Frazier over to Tally. Tally spots up his three, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped by Brunsting, controlled by Mara. Dort doesn't have the numbers. Brunsting stops, feeds the trailer, Van Langen. Van Langen, three, cash. Oh, my goodness. Josh Van Langen with the three. Dort leads 25-10. The defenders with seven threes in the opening moments. Brunsting with the basketball. Chandler up the floor with a head full of steam. Stops at the top of the key. Comes back right side over to Bleeker. Bleeker puts it on the floor against Frazier. Cut off. Passes it back to Chandler. Chandler dribble penetrate. Tries to dump it off for Mara, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Jamestown basketball. So Dort turns it over. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Barkema, Winterfeld, Franken on the floor, along with Gasink and Harmson. Jamestown with the basketball. Frazier comes right side. They dump it down low. Trying to work his way in is Birch. Birch, hook shot, no good. Rebound, Harmson. Caleb gets it away to Gasink. Ben underneath Barkema. Barkema fading away from 12. Good. Chad Barkema with a two-point bucket. He's got four. 27-10. Driving the other way, shot blocked by Franken. Here comes Dort in transition. Gasink, left side, Franken. Franken, Winterfeld, top of the key three. Yep. Marcus Winterfeld with a triple. 30-10. 9:32, and not even that. 8:32 into this ballgame, and the defenders have not missed many. They already have 8 3-point baskets made today, and the defenders own a 30-10 lead, and Jamestown is forced to use a timeout. Back with more in a bit. This is KDCR 88.5.
This
defenders have started the game 10 of 12 from the floor. They have three turnovers. Jamestown is five. Jamestown, by comparison, has started the game 5 for 12. Defenders leading 30-10. Every once in a while you get involved in one like this where you can't miss early on, and it can lull you into a false sense of security. Still a lot of basketball to be played. That's the comment I always make about these college contests. 40 minutes. Sometimes it can take so long to get to the finish line. Jamestown with the basketball. They'll start trying to chip away. 30-10 our score. They've used up two timeouts. Dobson with the basketball. He passes out front to Birch, right side Alfred. Alfred, 17-footer is good. Alfred with a two-point basket. Dort leads 30-12. Giesink with the basketball. Barkema. Barkema left side to Harmson. Harmson off the dribble to the free throw line. Hands it off to Frank, and Franken has it stripped. It's taken back. Back the other way we go. Alfred. Alfred, three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound deflected, and it's last touched by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. That was Tally who chased after it on the sideline. Harmson will check out of the ballgame. Jansma will check in. Ben Giesink will take it up for the defenders. Ben with the basketball. Goes right side over to Jansma. Jansma. Franken. Franken. Jansma. Jansma shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken back by the Jimmies. Back the other way, Frazier. Frazier on the right wing. Left side, pass, Dobson. Dobson, well beyond the three-point line. Out front, Birch. Birch to Dobson. Dobson, floater in the lane, good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Isaiah Dobson with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. 30-14, defenders by 16. Dobson will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He's an 86% free throw shooter, but misses that one. 25 of 30 now this season. Four unanswered by the Jimmies. Dort basketball, right side, Jansma. Right side, Barkema. He'll try a three. Missed it off the heel, no good. That's the first miss by the defenders from beyond the arc after starting the game with eight straight makes. They pass it off left side. Easy two-point basket for Birch. He's got four, and that's six unanswered by Jamestown. Jansma to Barkema. Barkema over the basketball, back outside to Giesink. Giesink, Barkema. Barkema puts it up in traffic, and he's fouled on the play by Birch. And Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Jamestown faithful wanted a travel violation called. There was none coming. First free throw on the way for the senior from Sioux Center is up and through. Barkema with a second free throw, so that stops the run at six in a row by the Jimmies. 31-16 defenders. Second free throw is up and good as well, 32-16. So Barkema with 6 points. Defenders leading by 16. On the right side, Alfred, and they throw it into the backcourt. And Dobson will chase it down, and an over-and-back violation is whistled against Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball, and that ball was touched at the free throw line, so they'll give it to Dort under the basket, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing in will be Giesink. So Giesink to trigger it with 9:39 left in the first half. Giesink looking, gets it into Jansma, back to Ben. Ben, right wing. Ben underneath Barkema. Barkema with the left hand up strong, good. 8 points for Barkema. Chad Barkema, 34-16. Barkema averaging 8.8 points per game. Down to the baseline is Dobson. Dobson, reverse layup is good. He's got six. 34-18, defenders. Franken, left side, Giesink. Giesink, seeing eye pass, gives it up to Barkema. Barkema, that one was threading the needle by Giesink on the drive. Frazier down to the corner and taking it away on the pass into the corner is Jansma. Jansma stops at the free throw line. Ben, three, top of the key, yep. Benny Boy with the three-point basket. Dort leads 39-18. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take another break. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. Dobson to Frazier. Frazier drops it off for Brady Birch. Birch with six. Dort leads 39-20. 8:30 left to play in the half. Winterfeld trying to back Frazier down. Baby hook in the lane by Winterfeld is good. He's got five. 41-20, defenders. Jamestown with the basketball. Well, I'm reminded of a saying, I think it was Derek Kaiser, former assistant coach, would say it. You can't win the game in the first 10 minutes, but you can lose it. And I believe that's why Jamestown has been using their timeouts here in the first half. They just want to try and salvage this, somehow keep it manageable, and get to halftime and regroup. Alfred, back to Dobson. Long three, flipped up by Dobson, is good. Dobson with 9 points. Dort leads 41-23. It was a long three, flipped up by Dobson. They get it underneath. Jansma bullying his way into the lane. And the defenders leading 43-23. So far, Jamestown having difficulty stopping the defenders on offense. Schramm lost it. It's taken away by Gasing. Gasing to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Jansma. Feed it down low, Barkema. Talley guarding him. Back to Franken. Franken, three, good. Garrett Franken with the three-point basket. 46-23. Defenders leading with 7:12 remaining in the half. Jack Talley back the other way, 6 points. 46-25, defenders. Winterfeld, top of the key, three, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Jamestown. Up the floor with it is Birch. Birch to Frazier. Frazier with it on the right side. Frazier looking for the pass down low. Gives it up Dobson, 18 to shoot. Dobson working against Gasing. Now Frazier dribbling right baseline. Comes back to Birch. Birch, short shot in the lane, good. He's got eight. 46-27, knocks down that tough shot from straight on, about an eight-footer. Gasing with it, double-teamed. Barkema, three, top of the key, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Well, you're not going to make all those threes. Alfred driving, left-hand layup, good. Terrell Alfred off the give from Dobson. And the defender lead is 46-29 with 6:20 remaining. And the defenders use their first timeout. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. Back with more after this. Brunsting is in. Gasing is out after the timeout. 6:13 left to play in the half. Jansma driving in. Lays it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound Van Langen. And Van Langen is fouled on the play. But they're going to call a travel before he got the shot up on the offensive rebound. So the turnover gives the basketball back to Jamestown. Jimmies with the basketball. New player in for the Jimmies. This is Mitch Larson. Larson has not played much this year. Pass goes left side. Talley. Talley to Larson. Larson with it on the wing. Comes back to Dobson. Looking down low. Trying to feed Schramm. Here's Dobson. Feeds it into the corner. Talley, Talley, baseline jumper, good. Jack Talley with eight. 46-31, defenders by 15. Jansma to Van Langen, back to Jesse. Jesse double-teamed, comes back to Brunsting, goes right side, Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball, working his way into the lane. Kick out pass, Brunsting, 10 to shoot, Jansma. Driving, right hand, and Jansma is fouled on the play by Talley, and that's going to be number two on Talley. Team foul number three on the Jimmies. 5:18 left to go in the half. Defenders leading 46-31. Defenders for the basketball. Bleeker will inbound. Talley's going to check out. Alfred checks in. Jansma, Brunsting, Bleeker, Barkema. Van Langen on the floor for the defenders in their road black jerseys and their gold numbers. Ball nearly thrown away. Brunsting has to save it in, and it's taken away by Larson, and Jamestown can cut into the 15-point lead. Pass goes into the corner, comes back to Dobson. Dobson, top of the key, three, good. Isaiah Dobson with a dozen. Dort leads 46-34, and with 4:57 left to go in the half, the defender lead that was, well, what was it at one point? 46-23, I believe, was the biggest lead of the ball game. Jamestown right now on an 11-0 run, turning that 23-point difference into a 12-point game. Dort calls a timeout. Back with more after this. Dort basketball after the timeout. Pass goes into the corner. Bleeker. Bleeker driving. Puts it up. Blocked by Schramm. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Bleeker went strong to the basket, and Schramm was equal to the challenge, and now Jamestown can make it a 10-point ball game or 9 with a made three-pointer. It's been a game of runs. Defenders up by 12 after leading by as many as 23 early. Tally, contested three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball ahead to Bleeker. Bleeker into the corner, Jansma. Jansma outside, Barkema. Straight on three, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Van Lingen. Van Lingen with the two-point bucket, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Franken will check in. Barkema will check out. Harmson will check in for the defenders. Checking out is Jesse Jansma. Caleb Harmson. Garrett Franken. Josh Van Lingen. Chandler Brunsting and Cade Bleeker on the floor. Van Lingen makes the free throw for the three-point play. He's got 6 points. That stops the run of points for Jamestown at 13. Shot from the corner by Dobson, and Dobson's got it going right now. He's got 15 first-half points. Dort leads 49-37. With the basketball, Brunsting after the give from Van Lingen. Now Brunsting back to Franken. Franken hesitates, drives in, and has it stripped away from him off of his leg and out of bounds. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown basketball. Mitch Larson will throw the ball in. Larson has played 5 games so far this year, averaging 1.6 points per contest. Left side pass with it is Dobson. Dobson three, left it short, no good. He finally misses one. Rebound taken away by Harmson, gets it away to Gasing. Three on two. Gasing drops it off. Van Lingen back to Franken. Franken, short shot in the lane, good. Two-point basket for Garrett Frank, and he's got five, 51-37. 14-point lead for the defenders, 3 minutes remaining in the half. Alfred down to the baseline, tough shot, he gets it to go, contested, he's got six. 51-39, defenders by 12. Gasink back to Franken. Franken over the basketball, Bleeker. Bleeker, Gasink. Gasing, Van Lingen. Van Lingen, top of the key three, left it short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Larson. Larson to Alfred. Alfred with it, down 12. Top of the key three, missed badly, no good by Mark Coase. Freshman coming off of the bench at the last break. Franken over the basketball at the top of the key. Coase takes it away. And now a hold called on the play against Garrett Franken. Franken whistled for his second. Team foul number two against the defenders as well. Barkema is in. Franken is out. So 2:22 left to go in the game. In the half, that is. Wish it was the game. Dobson over the basketball. Long ways to go in this one yet. Coase gives it off. Alfred. Alfred. They jam the ball screen. Pass short corner. Back to Coase. Coase against Harmson, drops it off, and the shot is good. Two-point bucket for Birch. He's got 10. Just occupying space, making himself available, and getting a couple easy baskets underneath. Gasing pass taken back by Coase. So a steal by Jamestown. Dort got a little sloppy with the ball that time. Right side with it is Alfred. 1:45 remaining. Alfred with the three. So Jamestown answering the Dort run at the start of the ball game. They've cut it down to 7 here with 1:30 remaining. Van Lingen gives it back to Bleeker. Bleeker drives in, and they're going to call a charging foul on Cade Bleeker. Foul number one on Cade. Team foul number three on the defenders. And Jamestown will have a chance to cut into the 7-point lead. This was a 23-point ball game at one point. 46-23. That was the biggest lead of the ball game. Jamestown, since that point, has outscored Dort 21-5. They've cut the lead down to 7. Dobson with it. Gives it back to Tally. Tally right side Dobson. Dobson for Birch. Birch working against Barkema. Short arms the hook shot. No good. Rebound cleared by Gasing. 1:12 left in the half. Into the front court with the basketball is Gasing. Gasing right side Jansma. Jansma thought about the three, decides against it. Jesse on the left wing. Picks up his dribble, goes to Barkema. 15 to shoot. Now Ben, three, too strong, no good. And the weak side rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Coming up the floor with the basketball is Larson. Larson, top of the key, left side Dobson. Dobson working against Bleeker. Bounce pass to Larson. Larson layup, good. Two-point basket for Larson, 51-46. 35 seconds left in the half. Defenders by five. Barkema into the lane, lost it. Picks it back up. Comes back to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma back out to Bleeker. I beg your pardon, Barkema. Now Gesink, eight to shoot. Jansma off the bounce. Lost the dribble. Still has it. Back to Barkema. As the shot clock expires, no good. Rebound taken away, though, by Winterfeld. And Winterfeld is fouled on the play by Larson. A lot of activity. Not much happening. Defenders lead 51-46. Couple of free throws on the way for Winterfeld. Defenders by five. Two free throws on the way for Winterfeld. First free throw is up. Good. Winterfeld with 6 points. And another free throw on the way. Second free throw is on the way. And that's good as well. 53-46. Winterfeld with seven. Dobson, desperation three. At the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort 53, Jamestown 46. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5. .com. The Dort defenders leading Jamestown at halftime 53-46. Dort led 46-23. That was their largest lead of the contest. That was with 7:14 left to go in the first half. From that point on, Jamestown outscored Dort 23-7. To cut into that 23-point lead, make it a very manageable 7-point contest. At halftime, the defenders 19 of 31 from the floor, 61%, 10 for 17 on threes, 59%, 5 for 5 on free throws, 100%. Jamestown 21 of 34 from the floor, 61%, 4 for 11 on threes, 36%, 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Dort with a 14-11 rebounding edge, 3 offensive to Jamestown's 2 offensive. Few too many turnovers for the defenders. They had 11 in the first half. Jamestown charged with 8. Dort had 5 steals. Jamestown had 4. Defenders led by Cade Bleeker's 14 points, 10 for Chad Barkema, 7 for Marcus Winterfeld, 8 for Jesse Jansma, 6 for Josh Van Langen, 3 rebounds for Garrett Franken. For Jamestown, Isaiah Dobson with 15 points, 6 of 10 from the floor, 3 of 6 on threes. Brady Birch had 10 points, 8 for Jack Talley, 9 for Terrell Alfred. Scores from around the conference at halftime. Concordia leads Doan 33-25. Northwestern leads Briarcliff 38-34. Morningside over Midland 51-28. And Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty 49-41. Dort basketball to start the second half. They get the ball down low to Chad Barkema. He goes up through contact, finishes at the rim. 55-46, Dort with a 9-point lead. Dobson over the basketball, working off a screen, kicks it out front. Birch, Talley, reverse, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Talley, unable to spin it off of the glass and get it to go. This Jamestown team, pretty thin off of the bench right now. Jack Frazier will give them some help. But after that, it's going to have to be someone out of character to help him off of the bench. So I would fully anticipate these five going as long as they can. Bounce pass down low to Franken, and Franken is held on the play. I believe that's going to go on Birch. And that is Brady Birch's second personal foul. Team foul number two, team foul number one on the Jimmies in this half. Pass out front to Jansma. Back to Franken. 17 to shoot. Barkema. Barkema against Schramm. He'll put it up. Shot no good. Tap by Gasink. Ball deflected. Taken back by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Franken. G3. Good. Garrett Franken with 8 points. Dort leads 58-46. Dobson hands it off to Talley. Talley comes back right side. Alfred. Alfred down to the baseline. Alfred, tough shot, good. Leaned in the air, drew some contact, was able to get it off of the glass. Dort leads 58-48. Another three for Franken, though. Franken with 11. Dort leads 61-48. A Baker's dozen lead for the defenders. Right side, Schramm. Schramm on the elbow, back to Alfred. Alfred into the corner, Dobson. Dobson back to Talley. Talley to Birch. Birch with the basketball, Alfred. Alfred has his pocket picked by Barkema, and then getting loose is Schramm underneath. Schramm with the easy two. He's got four. Dort leads 61-50. Franken on the left wing. Back to Gasink. Gasink, Franken. Franken, three. Yes. Three threes to start the second half for Franken. Dort expands the lead back to 14, 64-50. Pass down low, tipped by Franken. Dobson comes up with it, though. Dobson on the reverse layup. Dobson, 2 points. He wanted the foul call. May have had a valid complaint. Pass comes back to Franken on the left wing. This time, Birch comes out to guard him. Franken driving with the right hand. He gets it to go, going to the hoop. 11 in the second half. 16 for the ball game. Dort leads 66-52. Flipping it up off the glass is Dobson. Dobson makes the basket, down by 12, flexes to the crowd. He's a fine player, but you're down 12. You may want to complete the comeback before writing that check. First free throw, or the free throw on the way for Dobson. 66-54, and he makes that free throw to make it 66-55. Defenders by 11. Gasink with the basketball, goes left side, Barkema, feeds it to Franken. Franken reverses Gasink. Gasink back to Franken. Franken, Gasink, top of the key, 18 to shoot. Jansma, Franken, fading away, baseline, no good. Barkema with it, kick out, Jansma. Jansma, three, no good. Trying to save it in. That was Bleeker, but Bleeker has it thrown off of his leg by Brady Birch. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort on defense. Jamestown basketball. Dobson will take it across the timeline. Dobson passes right side. This is Larson. Back to Alfred. Alfred guarded there by Jansma. Alfred, mid-range jumper. It's good. Terrell Alfred, 13 points, 66-57. Neither team able to stop the other consistently tonight. Both are shooting well over 50% from the floor. Bleeker runs through the screen. Now gets a set shot. Left wing three. Good. Cade Bleeker with his fifth three. 17 for the ball game. 69-57. Alfred has it swatted away. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. A lot of action packed into the first 4 minutes of the second half. Jamestown throwing it in. Talley gets it in to Birch. Birch goes left side. Dobson guarded there by Gasink. Dobson off the dribble. Step back, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, though, Birch. Birch, shot blocked by Franken, and that's foul three on Franken. Garrett Franken whistled for the personal foul. Birch will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 67% free throw shooter is Brady Birch. So Birch to shoot a couple. First free throw on the way for Birch is up and good. Birch with 11 points, averaging 9.6 points per ball game. Chandler Brunsting is in. Gasink is out. Franken is out as well. Van Langen is in. Birch with a second free throw coming. 69, trying to make it a 10-point ball game. 15:51 left to play in regulation. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 69-59. A couple of made free throws by Birch. Had 10 points in the first half. Has 12 for the game. With it on the right side, Brunsting up front. Bleeker posting up Van Langen. Van Langen kicks it out to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball into the corner. Barkema. Barkema with it. Barkema fakes the handoff. Fading away from 12. It's in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Dobson. And we have a delay of game, or that flop call against Tally. So another one on Jamestown results in a free throw for the defenders. Dort with a 69-59 lead. 15:20 left to play in the game. Larson passes left side to Alfred. Alfred off the dribble. Ball's loose. It's down on the floor. Still on the floor. And this will be a jump ball. No, they call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charged to Jamestown. That's their fourth used timeout. They have two remaining. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. 15:11 left to go in this game. Dort with a 69-59 advantage. Dort a little deeper tonight than Jamestown. Jamestown playing without one of their key players, Mason Walters. That has made a relatively short bench, shorter. This Jamestown team, when you take a look at the minutes played, they play 8 players, 17 minutes or more, and no one else plays regularly for them. So basically they've got 7 of their regulars to go this evening. For the defenders, they've been playing 10 and 11 fairly regularly. 9 go 14 minutes or more, and then you've got a couple others that are between 5 and 10 minutes per ball game. Jamestown with the basketball after using the timeout to maintain possession of it. Right side it goes. This is Birch. Birch shovels it off. It's down on the floor. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Alternating possession. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown basketball with 3 seconds on the shot clock. They'll be inbounding underneath the basket. Look for them to throw a lob play to the middle of the lane. That's what they did a lot last year, at least. Throwing in will be Dobson. Dobson looking. Has to throw it into the corner. Driving in. Shot off at the buzzer. No good. And then tipped in by Mitch Larson. Larson, closest player for Jamestown in the vicinity. He'll get credit for the tip in. I'm not so sure it was him. And now Dobson with a steal. It's taken back by Birch. Birch driving in. Left hand layup good. Brady Birch with another 2. He's got 14. He's been the hero so far for Jamestown. He has come up bigger than expected. And the defender lead is now 6. 69-63. Shot underneath. Cade Bleeker got free. He took it up strong. He got fouled from behind. He gets the shot to go, and he is fouled. Bleeker will now go to the free throw line with his team leading 71-63. And a free throw to try and extend the lead back to 9. Marcus Winterfeld will be checking into the game. Checking out of the contest is Chad Barkema. So a 3-point play opportunity coming on the way for the freshman from Sioux Center. Cade's free throw up, down. Bleeker, an 82% free throw shooter. 20 points for the ball game. That's a new career high for him at the collegiate level. 72-63, defenders leading. 14:15 left to go in the game. Pass goes to Birch. Birch Dobson, ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Birch, and now a foul called on the play against Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting diving after that loose basketball, and he got a piece of the leg of Brody Birch. Brunsting is called for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on him. 20 seconds on the shot clock now for the Jimmies. Jimmies trailing by 9, 14:05 remaining. Pass goes to Tally. He's guarded by Bleeker. Goes to Birch, back to Tally. Tally, Alfred, trying to draw some contact. Now on the dribble. And we've got a foul on the play called on Van Langen. Van Langen trying to step out and guard on the perimeter on the switch. And Van Langen is called for his first personal. Team foul number four on the defenders in this half. Two more fouls to give for the defenders before Jamestown's in the bonus. Jamestown looking to throw it in. That's Talley, throws over the top. Larson comes up with it, gets it away to Dobson. Dobson guarded by Brunsting, lobs it for Birch. Birch lost it, picks it up, jump hook in the lane, off the heel, good. Brady Birch averaging 9.6 points per game, 16 tonight though, and the defender lead is 72-65. Foul away from the ball, what's it going to be? That goes on Alfred, a hold evidently. That's foul number two on Alfred. Team foul number three on Jamestown. Caleb Harmson's going to check into the game for the defenders, checking out Jesse Jansma. 72-65. This one's going to go down to the end, you know that. Ball comes into Brunsting, 22 on the shot clock. Pass left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld spins it back to Harmson. Harmson, top of the key, comes back to Van Langen. Van Langen to Brunsting. Brunsting over the basketball. Brunsting to Van Langen. Eight now, seven, six. Harmson, deep corner. This is Winterfeld. Two, fading away. Hook shot, no good. And the rebound cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown a chance to cut into the seven-point lead. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting on the short shot by Talley. Here's Brunsting on the right wing. Brunsting picks up his dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Drops it inside for Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball, tried to give it to Bleeker, has to hang on to it. Harmson down to the baseline, kick out pass. Three on the way, Brunsting. No good, too strong. Rebound taken away by Talley. 12:35 left. Talley, too hard off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Bleeker as Talley took it hard to the hoop. He wants a breather. Just signaled to the bench that he wants out for the time being. Van Langen spins with the left hand, finishes as he gets around the defensive player, and the defenders are back up by 74-65. Talley out front. Talley picks up his dribble, comes to Larson. Larson launches a three, misses badly. Loose basketball is taken by Dobson, and Dobson will go to the free throw line. Dobson gets the shot to go on the loose basketball as he charged to the hoop. Brunsting tried to challenge, and Chandler Brunsting is called for his second personal. Isaiah Dobson with another free throw on the way. This would match a career high with 21 points. If he converts this free throw, Dort leading 74-67 pending the free throw. Dobson is one of two tonight. And now two of three as he makes that charity toss. Dort leads 74-68. Gasing for the basketball. Barkema, left wing, three-point line. Van Langen, right side, Gasing. Gasing drives in against Alfred. Back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets around his player, lays it up with the right hand, good. Marcus Winterfeld, a tough matchup for Jamestown, takes it hard to the basket. Dort leads 76-68. Larson passes right side Alfred. Alfred, step back three, yep. Terrell Alfred from the right wing knocks down the triple. He's got 16. Dort leads 76-71. With it is Barkema, and Barkema is going to be called for traveling on the block. 11:20 remaining in regulation. I mentioned there's a lot of time left. Harmson and Van Langen are out. Jansma and Franken are in. Eighteen and counting. Dort leading by five. Jamestown basketball. This is as close as they have been. Pass right side, Talley. Talley, another three. It's good. Beg your pardon, Alfred. Alfred with the three. Alfred now with 19. Defenders lead 76-74. And answering with a three is Franken. Garrett Franken with the three-point basket. Dort leads 79-74. Driving the other way, And slamming it home is Brock Strom. He's got six. The Defenders call a timeout. 79-76, Defenders by three with the basketball, and the Defenders call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Defenders. Back with more after this. Well, Jamestown has been chipping away at this lead since Dort was up by 23 at 46-23. The Defenders now leading 79-76, and no surprise, really. The game so long, and teams are good, especially at home. Defenders will bring the basketball up. Barkamo will give it up to Gasink. Gasink will take it up the floor. Gasink goes left side, Barkamo. Barkamo, Jansma. Jansma lays it up with the right hand. Good. Jesse Jansma with a two-point basket. 81-76, Defenders by five. 10:30 left to play in the game. Out front with the basketball is Coase. Coase to Larson. Larson to Alfred. Alfred with the basketball. Look for him to try and carry his team. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Right now he's their best offensive threat for Jamestown. Comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld three. No good. Quick three. But a foul on the play. Called on Dobson, and he can't believe it. Isaiah Dobson whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one. Team foul number four on the Jimmies. Well, now we've got the fouls and points up on the board working on both ends. Pass goes out to Gasink. Gasink feeds Winterfeld. Winterfeld, hook shot in the lane, off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Dobson takes it across the timeline. Dobson passes it to Coase. Coase back to Alfred. Alfred looking for a ball screen. Instead comes to Larson. Larson three, missed it, no good. Rebound Franken, outlets to Gasink. Here comes Dort in transition. Ben at the top of the key. Back to Garrett. Out front, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Franken. Franken facing up against Larson. Franken, baseline jumper, can't get it to go. And now foul called on the rebound against Winterfeld. And that is foul number one on Marcus. Team foul number six on the Defenders. And Jamestown knocking on the door of the bonus. Winterfeld trying to time his jump and knock the ball away as it was being secured on the rebound. No protest put up by the Dort bench or players, though. Pretty clearly a foul. 81-76 tally. Hands it back to Coase. Coase working against Barkema. Coase gets it away. Dobson. Dobson with the basketball. Lost it. Picked back up, though. They get it back over to Coase. Coase to Dobson. Dobson driving in. Dobson with the left hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Does not have the numbers. He's going to press the issue. He's at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Gets it back over to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Franken. Franken to Barkema. Barkema posting up against Schramm. Barkema pinned under the basket. Gets it away, Jansma. Jansma fading away from 12. Rolls on the rim, won't go down. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. Back the other way, Jimmies. Alfred driving in. Right-handed layup, good. Alfred with 21. Defenders lead 81-78. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld picks up his dribble, comes back to Gasink. Gasink with the ball. Gasink driving, flips it off of the backboard, no good, but a foul on the play called on Jamestown. Well, Danny Neville, a bit disheveled on the Jamestown bench. His collar up, tie is flying, upset with the call. Ben Gasink will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. The foul was charged to Brock Schramm. That was his first. Free throw is up and good. I thought it was a foul. Thought he got him. I'm in the minority today, especially sitting over in hostile territory. For those of you watching on the Jamestown web stream, I'm opposite you from that view. Second free throw by Gasing, up and down. So Ben knocks them both down. He's got five. Defenders lead 83-78. Tally has it. Goes left side. This is Devin Praska. Back to Tally. Tally, ball over his head, gives it up. Coase. Coase against Jansma. Puts it up. Tough shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken outlets to Gasing. Gasing up the floor. Gasing for the basketball. 7:35 remaining. Ben with the layup. No good. Tap by Franken. No good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. With the basketball is Dobson. Isaiah Dobson looks left corner. They lob it down low. Hook shot in the lane is up and good for Schramm. That's a tough matchup for the defenders. Schramm with that high release on the hook shot. Franken cutting through the lane. Instead, Barkema dribbles into the lane. Jansma feeds Barkema. Barkema underneath. And a jump ball called. No, it was a Jamestown player was on the end line contacting the basketball. Sidort will have it. It will not cost them the possession arrow this time. Throwing the ball in will be Gasing. Bleeker has just come back into the game. Dort leading 83-80. Dobson. Evidently has some blood on his cheek. We'll put a Band-Aid on him. He'll come back into the game, so they don't have to exhaust a timeout, and they don't have to sub him out. Dort inbounding, Gasing to throw it. Gasing looking. Barkema, Franken. Franken left side, back to Barkema. Chad with the basketball, Gasing. Gasing underneath, Franken. Franken off the glass, good. Garrett Franken with a two-point bucket, 85-80. Garrett now with 21. Right side, Dobson. Dobson lost it, but it bounces off of a defender and out of play. Big play here for the defenders. Let's see if they can get a stop. Brunsting is in. Gasing is out. Throwing the ball in will be Dobson. And they take some time to wipe off the basketball. In the meantime, Van Langen will check into the game. Odd matchups all around right now. Jansma, the unenviable task of trying to stop Alfred. Here's Schramm. Schramm with the left hand gets around Van Langen. Two-point basket, good. He's got 10. 85-82, defenders by three. Van Langen looking for the handoff, gets it to Franken. Garrett with the basketball, back to Van Langen. Garrett, pull up from 17, too strong, no good. And now Jamestown can tie it with a three. Right side Tally, he's going to drive hard, lace it up, miss the layup, and the rebound is taken away by the defenders, Bleeker. Left side Franken, Franken on the wing, he's going to drive in, lace it up, good. Two-point basket for Garrett Franken. So Franken now with 23. Defenders lead 87-82. 5:57 remaining. Cross-court pass, Alfred. Alfred off the glass, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Schramm, and Schramm with a two-point basket. 10 for Schramm in the second half, 12 for the ball game. He woke up at halftime, 87-84. Bleeker drives in, can't get it to go, but he is fouled on the play. And Isaiah Dobson is whistled for his second personal foul. 5:37 remaining in this contest. Cade Bleeker will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Bleeker with 20. So free throw on the way for Bleeker. First one is up and down. Cade now 2 for 2 from the free throw line this evening. Lineup for the defenders right now. Barkema, Van Langen, Bleeker, Brunsting, and Franken for Jamestown. Birch Dobson, Alfred, Tally, and Coase. Second free throw is good for Bleeker. Bleeker with a career-high 22 points. Defenders lead 89-84. Cross-court pass, Alfred. Three-pointer from the wing, good. His third three of the second half, his fourth of the ball game. It's 89-87, defenders by two. Van Langen over the basketball. Van Langen comes back to Barkema, 5:15 and counting. Left side pass, right side pass to Bleeker. Bleeker, Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball, working on Dobson. Picks up his dribble, gets it back over to Franken. Eight to shoot. Barkema, three, bang, bang, bang. Chad Barkema with 15. Dort leads 92-87. What a shootout we have tonight. Alfred off the dribble. Three players around him. Somehow keeps it, spins it off of the glass. It's good. Alfred with the two-point bucket, 92-89. Bleeker with the basketball. Right side, Barkema. Barkema with it. What do we have? We've got a hold on Alfred, I believe. That's going to be team foul number seven if it's against Jamestown, and it is. Alfred whistled for his third personal. One-and-one opportunity here for Cade Bleeker. Jansma will check back in, checking out Van Langen. Well, you've got tough matchups on both sides tonight. Jamestown just hanging around and trying to give themselves a chance at the end. One and one for Bleeker, up and through. Another one on the way for Cade. He's got 23. Second free throw on the way for Bleeker after earning the bonus. It's up and down as well. Bleeker 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Dort leading 94-89. Well, we have a stoppage in play, and I'm not sure what happened, if the clock didn't start or what transpired. Jamestown inbounding near the Dort bench now. Neither team pressuring. Dort looks like they're in a zone right now. Out front, Coase. Coase, Dobson. Dobson, high post, Birch. Reverses Alfred. Alfred off the dribble. Three, missed it, no good. But there for the tap-in is Tally. Tally with 10. Dort leads 94-91. Left side pass goes to Barkema. Dort unable to keep Jamestown off the glass that time. Jamestown, and we have a foul before the shot called on Jamestown. That's going to go on Tally, and for Jack Tally, that is number three. .404 left to play in the contest. Dort leading 94-91. Jesse Jansma shooting a 1-1. First free throw by Jesse, left it short, no good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown, and Jamestown with a chance to tie it on the three. Well, Dort forced a miss by Jamestown on their last possession, but they got an offensive rebound and a tap in by Tally. Shot blocked by Barkema. Fight for the basketball. It's out and picked up by Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. 3:44 remaining. Dort dodges one bullet. Gesink dribbling out front. Gesink to Bleeker. Dobson guarding him. Now Barkema left side, 17 feet out. Lob pass underneath. Franken. Franken unable to finish on the reverse. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Dobson with it across the timeline. Kick out pass, Tally. Tally misses, no good. Offensive rebound, Schramm. Beg your pardon, Birch. Birch with a two-point bucket. He's got 18. It's 94-93. Jamestown has not led since it was 2-0. Gesink has the basketball. Dort leads 94-93, 2:55 remaining. Jansma with the basketball. Goes to Barkema on the right side. Barkema looking for someone to pass to. Instead, his shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown, and here comes Dobson. Dobson to Tally. Tally, Coase. Coase, three. In and out, no good. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Birch. Birch put back, good. Birch with the one gives Jamestown the one-point lead at 95-94 with 2:23 remaining. Birch with the putback off of the missed shot, and now the defenders call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort. Defenders of the basketball down one when we resume play in a moment. Dort with the basketball after the timeout. Chance went down to the baseline, cut off. And he steps on the end line out of bounds. It'll be Jamestown basketball with 2:11 remaining in regulation. Jamestown with a one-point lead. Bringing it up will be Dobson. Dobson with the basketball. Dobson working against Gasing. Isaiah Dobson passes to Talley. Talley driving right side, cut off. Working the clock, 15 to shoot. Talley driving in, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Barkema. Gets it to Bleeker. Bleeker with it across half court. Bleeker right side, Jansma. Dort can retake the lead with a two. Left side pass to Bleeker. Bleeker's pass tipped, out of bounds, last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Ball hit off of Brian Van Haften, who is in foul territory, if you will. Again, I'm not certain why the complaints. Barkema, Franken, nine to shoot. Jansma, double teamed. Barkema, three, two, three-pointer. Bleeker, yes! Cade Bleeker, as the shot clock expires. 97-95, defenders by two. With it, Alfred, driving in. Short jumper from 12, missed it, no good. Rebound, Bleeker, 1 minute left. Pass, Gasing, ahead, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Right side, Bleeker. Back over to Jansma. Now Gasing. Gasing fouled on the play. And Ben Gasing will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Opportunity to extend the game to a two-possession difference with a pair of free throws. Dort leading 97-95. 51.5 seconds remaining. So Ben Gasing will step to the charity stripe. Junior from Sioux Center. 1-1 opportunity. Ben's free throw up and good. Another one on the way. Second free throw for Gasing. This one's up and good as well. Two possession ball game. Defenders with a lead. 7 points for Gasing. 99-95. Dobson. Dobson driving in, circus shot, gets it to go. Isaiah Dobson with a two-point bucket and the three-point play opportunity. Dort leading 99-97 pending the free throw. That is foul number four, by the way, on Franken. 46 seconds remaining. Dobson shooting a free throw for the three-point play. It's up and good. 9 points in the second half, all on old-fashioned three-point plays. Dort leads 99-98. Gasing with the basketball across half court. Ben with the basketball. Gasing, two players around him. Still has the dribble, and Dort will call a timeout. There's a 15-second difference, shot clock, game clock. 33.6 seconds remaining. Timeout, defenders, you're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort has one timeout remaining. Jamestown has two. We'll be back with more right after this. Still a little ways to go to bring this one home. 33.6 seconds remaining. Dort with the basketball leading 99-98. Dort will be inbounding on the sideline. Chad Barkema will be throwing it in. Inbounding. And they get it into Jansma. Jansma gives it back to Gasing. 14 on the shot clock. Now they go to Bleeker. Bleeker gives it up left side. Barkema, 9 to shoot. Barkema looking for the cutter. Franken, 5 seconds. Bleeker blocked. Now a jump ball. It'll be Dort basketball with 2 seconds on the shot clock. 17.5 seconds left. Dort will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gaysink to trigger it in. Dort with one timeout remaining. Gaysink to throw it in. And Gaysink throws it to Bleeker, who got held on the play, but no call. And what's the call? The referees go over to the scorer's bench. And with 17.5 seconds left, Dort will be playing with a one-point lead on defense. Jamestown will be bringing it up. Dobson will take it across the timeline and call a timeout in all likelihood. No, they don't. Jamestown's going to let it play out. They dribble it off of their foot into the backcourt. Dort will get it back. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Jamestown's guard, Alfred, came over to exchange, get the exchange from the freshman backup, Coase, and they dribbled it off of his foot into the backcourt, and they had to grab it. Dort has one timeout left. Barkham to throw it in. Chad looking, still looking, and Dort calls a timeout. 9.2 seconds remaining. Dort uses their final timeout to save the possession. They're inbounding in front of their bench. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Just when you think you've seen it all, something new comes up. Back with more after this. While a white knuckler on a Wednesday night 400 miles from home, the defenders with a one-point lead, 99-98. They'll be inbounding in front of their bench in their offensive end with 9.2 seconds left to play in the game. And the defenders with a one-point lead. Chad Barkema will be throwing the ball in. Defenders will line up with Franken, Gaysink, Bleeker, and Jansma. Barkema looking to throw in. Gets it into Jansma. Jansma in the corner, and Alfred commits a foul. Let's 2 seconds go off of the clock. This will be two free throws now for Jesse Jansma. Make them both, and it's a three-point ball game. Jamestown still has two timeouts remaining. There's 7.1 seconds on the clock. So Jansma shooting two. Not sure what the pause is here. Now Jesse will go to the free throw line. He's got 10 points tonight. This one's up, rolls off, no good. Normally a very consistent free throw shooter, 90% coming into the game. He's who you want there if you're a Dort fan. Second free throw on the way for Jansma. He is up, and that one's good. So Jansma makes one of two. Back comes Jamestown. Into the front court, Dobson. Dobson driving in, lays it up with the right hand, 1.6 seconds left. He ties it. Gaysink, desperation heave at the buzzer, off the top of the backboard, no good. And the defenders in Jamestown will go to overtime tied at 100. So Dobson was able to split the defense, got a wide open layup. Dort did not foul. And Jamestown sends it to overtime, 100-100. 40 minutes wasn't enough. We'll play another five. Defenders jumping it up, controlled by Dort. That was Barkema winning the tap against Birch. Gaysink, left side, Jansma. Jansma, Bleeker. Bleeker, right corner, Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Now back to Bleeker. Bleeker to a posting up Garrett Franken. Franken, turnaround from 10, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball and a chance to regain the lead. Dobson bounces it off of his leg, maintains control of it. They'll give him his left hand. He's down in the corner, trapped momentarily, throws it out front for Talley. Talley, off of the glass, no good. Rebound Bleeker, outlets over to Gaysink. Here comes Dort in transition, no numbers. Gaysink picks up his dribble, comes back to Jesse. Jesse down to the baseline, spins it out for Barkema. Three-pointer, left wing, yes. Chad Barkema with 18. Defenders lead 103 to 100. 4 minutes left to go in the first overtime. Talley goes left side with it in the corner. Dobson. Dobson with the basketball driving in, and we've got a hold called on Gasing. Ben whistled for the personal foul. And a 1-1 on the way for Isaiah Dobson. Dobson, I believe, with 28 points. So he'll go to the free throw line with 28. Shooting a 1-1. First one hits the rim and falls through. Another one on the way. Trying to cut it down to a one-point ball game again. Second free throw on the way for the senior from Stillwater, Minnesota. And he makes it. 103-102, he's got a career-high 30. Previous career-high was 21. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing floats it up, no good. Rebound weak side, taken away by Dobson. Dobson over the basketball. Dobson will bring it up the floor, passes left side to Alfred. Alfred with the basketball, back to Dobson. Dobson at midcourt. Dobson driving right side, double-teamed, puts it up. Tough shot, can't get it to go, but there for the putback. Getting free was Brady Birch. Birch with 22. That's a career high for him. Dort trails 104-103. Dort basketball, Jamestown on defense. Barkema underneath. Bleeker. Bleeker basket good. 105-104. Both teams starting to show some fatigue. Bleeker with 28. Talley with it. Talley to Coase. Coase. Picks up his dribble, back to Alfred. Alfred back to Birch. Birch layup good. Another two for Birch, 24. Dort trails 106-105. Franken to Gasing. Bleeker, right wing. To Barkema. Barkema with his heels on the three-point line. Now back to the basket. Picks up his dribble, tries to pass it. It's deflected. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Franken. Franken at the free throw line. Dumps underneath Barkema. Barkema, turnaround, no good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown and an opportunity to go up by three. 106-105, 2:10 remaining in overtime. Jamestown with a basketball. Coase looking, goes right side Talley. Talley with a basketball. Talley to Alfred. Lob pass over the top. Ball deflected. Picked off by Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Back over to Gasing. Gasing across half court. Ben with the basketball. Hesitates. Drives. Fade away in the lane. Gets it to go. Ben Gasing spins. Gets the shot over the top of Coase. 107-106. Defenders. 135 remaining. Dobson driving in. Tries to wrap it around. Ball taken back by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball, gives it up Bleeker. Dort with a one-point lead. Gasing into the front court. Gasing again trying to get to the hoop. His turnaround won't go down. Halfway down, pops back out. And now Jamestown coming back the other way. Dobson with it. Jamestown has three timeouts left. Dort has one. Both teams are in the bonus. Alfred has the basketball. Alfred driving in. Short-armed it, no good, expected some contact, and Franken throws it away. Now a shot, no good. Rebound, Alfred. Alfred shot, up, good. Alfred, two-point basket, 108-107. What do we have? ...52 seconds on the clock. Dort had possession of it and threw it away. Got lax with the basketball, and now Jamestown will call a timeout. Evidently, the clock did not stop initially, and they had to reset it to 52, and the Jamestown Jimmies take advantage of an inopportune turnover by the defenders. And now Jamestown will have the Dort will have the basketball, down a point, 52 seconds remaining. Timeout Jamestown, back with more in a moment. Dort basketball down 108-107, had a couple opportunities, had a shot in the lane that wouldn't go down, and then had secured a rebound and threw it away. And the defenders will bring the basketball up. Gesink will take it across half court. Left side, Barkema. Dort still has a timeout left. Jansma at the free throw line. Comes back to Bleeker. Bleeker lobs for Barkema. Barkema back to the basket. Fading away from 12. Left it short. No good. But a foul on the play. Called on Jamestown, I believe. Foul called on Dobson. That's number three on him. Dort will shoot two free throws. They called the foul on the rebound. So Isaiah Dobson gets called for the personal foul. That's foul number three on him. And shooting free throws will be Ben Gesink. Gesink will shoot two. Gesink with nine. He can tie it or give Dort a lead with a make or two. Free throw is up. Free throw is off the mark. No good. 38.7 seconds remaining. Gesink up to this point was 4 for 4, and he's 4 for 6. Missed that free throw. 108-107, Jamestown in front by a point. 34 seconds and counting. 8-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Dobson with the basketball. Dort has no fouls to give, and at this point you don't want to commit one. 22 seconds on the game clock, 12 on the shot clock. Now 10. Dobson. Driving in, lost it, picked up by Jansma. 12 seconds left. Bleeker ahead to Barkema. Barkema lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. 7.7 seconds left. Dort will be inbounding the basketball with 7.7 seconds remaining. And throwing it in will be Gesink. Gesink to trigger it. Dort with a timeout left. Gesink gets it in. Jansma. Jansma off the dribble. 10-footer in the lane. In and out. No good. Rebound Barkema. It's down on the floor. Jump ball. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Wow. Dort had a couple shots that were halfway down. They just couldn't finish. And it'll be a jump ball. It'll be Jamestown basketball, and they're going to survive this. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Jamestown. 1.1 seconds remaining. They've got the length of the floor in front of them. Basically, they get it inbounded, and the ball game will be over. Dort got a great look from Jesse Jansma in the middle of the lane. A 10-footer was halfway down and popped back out. And now Jamestown calls a timeout to try and wrap this up. 108-107, Jamestown with 1.1 seconds left in overtime. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Englet Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And also made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance in Orange City. They offer new and used appliances, grills, TVs, and new Certamate mattresses, all backed with service you know, guaranteed by Joe. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. So Jamestown will be inbounding, and unless something really odd happens here, they're going to survive and get a win to snap a three-game losing skid in the conference. Happening at home, not a big surprise. Awfully hard to come here and win. Dort did it once last year. Jamestown to throw it in, and they get the ball inbounded to Birch, and that's the ball game. 2/10 of a second remaining. They call a foul on Franken. So Garrett Franken whistled for his fifth. He'll be disqualified on fouls with 2/10 of a second left in the overtime. So Birch will seal it here. Couple of free throws. They put 8/10 of a second on the clock. I guess there's still a chance, but I'm not an optimist in this situation. 1-1 opportunity here for Birch. Birch with 24 points tonight. And Chandler Brunsting will check into the game. Marcus Winterfeld will check in as well with 8/10 of a second remaining. So free throw on the way for Birch. Front end of the 1-1. Free throw is up and good. 25 for Birch. 6'6 junior from Melrose, Minnesota. And another free throw on the way for Birch, trying to make it a three-point ball game. This one's up and good as well. 107-110. Defenders will use their final timeout with 8/10 of a second remaining. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. 110-107, the largest lead of the night for Jamestown, and Dort will need something completely out of the ordinary here. 8/10 of a second remaining. Dort needs to go the length of the court and hit a three in 8/10 of a second. This one was there for the taking for the defenders. A big first half lead, led most of the second half. Jamestown took their first lead of the second half. Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. Brunsting to throw it in. Brunsting throws to near midcourt, and that's the ball game as it's intercepted by Talley. And the Jamestown Jimmies survive with a 110-107 victory over the Dort defenders. Dort goes to 8-4, 2-3. Jamestown 8-4, 2-3. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr88.5.com. It's time now for the Wireless World postgame wrap, and the defenders on the short end of a 110-107 overtime decision with Jamestown on the road this evening. Some great individual performances by the defenders and a big first half lead, but Coach Van Haften, it's a long game, and Jamestown, a very talented team, very good offensive team, and they just keep putting pressure on you, and they made a few more plays than you did down the stretch.
Yep, they did. They did. We got some good shots down the stretch. Got ourselves the foul line down the stretch, and we just didn't execute down the stretch offensively, but that's not where we lost the game. I thought we did some really poor things defensively tonight, things that we typically have not done. And so I'm disappointed in that. You know, it's a coaching problem. We as coaches are going to have to do a better job on that next time and, you know, respond better and put our guys in a better position next time.
Shot the ball exceptionally well in the first half and really for the entire ball game. Shooting the ball wasn't a problem for either team. And some of that has to that's what you're talking about. You can't let opponents shoot 55% from the floor.
Not that, and not just that, but it was just the fact that, from a defense standpoint, we got driven a lot, and we didn't get the rebounds that we needed either. I mean, we just did not rebound the ball well. We just did not make the good plays, and you know, it's a starting point for us here to going forward here. And so, we're disappointed with how we played tonight.
We'll leave with a positive couple. Cade Bleeker shot the ball about as well as you could this evening, 9-for-10 from the floor, 6-of-6 on threes. Garrett Franken, big second half as well, 23 points. You saw some good things tonight.
Yeah, offensively, we're a good basketball team. We're getting better all the time. And, yeah, defensively, man, we just got to come a long ways. I mean, that was hard to watch, to be honest with you. We had a 2-point lead there at the last, and I have no idea what happened there. It just came a driving layup, just not a good job. And you know, some of that's coaching, and some of that's our guys. So we'll be better and we'll play better next game.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for coming over. That's Coach Brian Van Haften about tonight's contest as the Defenders end up on the short end of a 110-107 decision over the Defenders in overtime. The Defenders, the numbers look like this. 37 of 69 from the floor, 54%. 18 for 28 on threes, 64%. 15 of 19 on free throws, 79%. For Jamestown, 47 of 83 from the floor, 57%. 7 of 21 on threes, 33%. 9 for 10 on free throws for 90%. Dort was out-rebounded tonight, 42-28. Gave up 12 offensive rebounds. Committed 15 turnovers to 12 for Jamestown. The Defenders were led tonight by Cade Bleeker's career-high 29 points, 9 of 10 from the floor. 23 for Garrett Frank and 9 of 16 from the floor. 18 for Chad Barkema, 11 for Jesse Jansma. 9 each for Ben Gasink and Marcus Winterfeld, 8 for Josh Van Langen for their total of 107. For Jamestown, they were led by Isaiah Dobson's 30 points, 28 for Terrell Alfreds, 26 for Brady Birch, 12 for Brock Schramm, and 10 for Jack Talley. 4 points off of the bench for Mitch Larson. Starting 5 for Jamestown scored 106 of their 110 points. Rebounds, Bleeker had 6, Franken had 6. For Jamestown, Birch had 13, 5 of them offensive rebounds. 5 assists each for Jansma and Gasing. So Dort has great looks at the end. Can't get them to go. Jamestown survives 110-106 in overtime. Let's take a look and see if the scores are in from across the conference. I can't imagine there are many games going on at this point. Women's basketball earlier tonight, Dort victorious over Jamestown. Relatively easy win for the Defenders, 77-58 on the road. Concordia needed double overtime to slide by Doan, 83-77. Northwestern needed overtime to get by Briarcliff on the road, 85-83. Morningside over Midland, 92-66. Mount Marty over Dakota Wesleyan, 106-98. And Jamestown over Dort in men's play, 110-107. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good night.